weekend warm-up. That's Tin Machine, David Bowie doing a thing right there. It's called You Can't Talk.
You seen the cover of that album there?
The CD here?
Yeah.
He has four naked men with the important area. The family dude.
What was that? I don't know, but I think it was from a bit or something. Where a character says the family jewels.
Oh,
in a funny voice. Get it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's hilarious.
That was, you know, fantastic. In fact, that'll come back in as a drop later on.
Okay.
They're up.
Look, we're just dying. We're like, ha, 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 family jewels. Ha. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
They're covered up. Actually, it looks like there's a hole blown there. Like,
okay, so you get what I'm going. I've got the CD cover to the new David Bowie disc, four naked men, and there's a hole where their dicks are supposed to be, supposedly.
Right.
And I've made that clear. And I said, there's a hole blown through. And then Jason's like, oh, hey, keep it clean.
Like watch your language. Like dicks.
Watch your language, he said. Like I said, big, meaty, thick cock or something.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like they sort of exploded. Oh. And then on the back, they're all... this is really strange. I heard stories about David.
I have too.
In fact, I read it in a very credible source, the Book of Lists, that self-proclaimed and admittedly homosexuals, David Bowie, which, of course, there is absolutely nothing wrong with, to each his own.
Translation, I hate gays.
Right, exactly.
Trust me, I am... the heterotype.
So I feel the need to say, oh, hey, nothing wrong with that, in that weird, awkward way, and then followed up with, but I'm not gay.
Yeah, for all the ladies out there listening,
I'm not one of those gays.
The family you.
That's so much funnier now that I know what you said.
The family you.
Yeah,
the family dude.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so next up, some more we're not gay talk.
Okay,
so now this bit's become. First, we have one of the greatest recording artists in history, David Bowie, with new material, and all I can talk about is hetero, homo, I'm not gay, and stupidity.
Trust me, I am the heterotype, as is, I assure you, Jason and Patrick.
Who the hell says I am the heterotype?
Right. I've never heard that.
Hey, are you gay? No, I'm the heterotype.
Hetero.
Hetero.
How are you?
Okay. Man, this is comedy gold. I tell ya.
Oh, shit. All right. More great. I'm not done there, though. More great insight into David Bowie's sexuality. No, we can't talk about Ziggy Stardust or just his great career or whatever. You know, we gotta talk about this.
David Bowie. But he's married right now. So this is probably just one of those things to make you think, I guess.
What?
Yeah, what?
But he's married right now. He said he's gay.
Yeah.
He's a homo and I'm a hetero.
The family dude.
But he's married. But he's married now.
The family dude.
Yeah. Fucking asshole. This was at a time, though, you got to understand. Like I said, we talked about before when I was in high school, there were no gay people.
Right.
And at this point, it's the same thing, too. I've never been around a gay person in my life, so I'm completely frightened of them. Like, this was at a stage in my life when if I realized if I was around a gay person and then everybody beat the shit out of them, I wouldn't have had any problem with it. I was that fucked up, you know?
Oh, damn.
Because that's how people thought back then.
Right.
All right. Here I listed it as, next clip, awkward transition to promote a show that plays like black people dance music called Urban Exchange.
Okay.
So we're finishing up the conversation about David Bowie's sexuality. and then it's going to go into this.
David Bowie. But he's married right now, so this is probably just one of those things to make you think, I guess.
Things that make you go...
Thing that make you go, hmm.
Thing that make...
That's, I guess, a song?
Oh, okay.
Okay.